All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, on Thanksgiving Day, the Detroit Lions were able to escape at home with a 16-13 victory over the Minnesota Vikings. The win by the Lions marked their 11th straight game this season in which the final outcome was decided by 7 points or less. But more importantly for the Lions, it gives them control in the NFC North, because you go back to week number 9 and Detroit scored a 22-16 victory over Minnesota on the road, and now they have completed the season sweep. The Lions are 7-4, while the Vikings are 6-5, and subsequently, the Lions have a 2-game lead over the Vikings in the standings due to that sweep in the head-to-head matchup. You look at the Green Bay Packers, they are 4-6 in the NFC North, while the Chicago Bears are bringing up the rear at 2-8, and right now, things are really sitting pretty for the Lions, as they probably could win this division with a record of 9-7. Quarterback Matthew Stafford has been extremely efficient, as he is completing nearly 67% of his passes, while he has just thrown 5 interceptions this year. And this is a credit to him. Number one, due to the fact that the Lions have an inability to run the football, and now Stafford is becoming a complete quarterback. Why? Because in the past, he would rely solely on wide receiver Calvin Johnson to get him out of situations. Calvin Johnson decided to retire, and now you're talking about a situation where Stafford has to spread the ball around to the likes of Marvin Jones and Golden Tate at wide receiver, along with the veteran Anquan Boldin and tight end Eric Ebron, and that is really making a difference. Now, Ziggy Ansah has not had a big-time season for the Lions as far as rushing the passer, but they have to be thrilled with the contributions that they're getting from rookie defensive tackle Kerry Hyder, who leads this team with 7 sacks. And I tell you right now, Jim Caldwell got the Indianapolis Colts to the Super Bowl in 2009 as their head coach, but this, hands down, could be one of, if not the best performance that he has had as a head coach in the NFL. Now, you look at the Lions' remaining schedule. They're at New Orleans next Sunday, which is followed by a home game against the Bears, then 2 consecutive road games, one against the New York Giants, and then one in Week 16 on Monday Night Football against the Dallas Cowboys, and they will finish up at home on New Year's Day against the Green Bay Packers. Now, the thing for the Lions, they only have 2 more home games this season. They are a much better team at Ford Field as opposed to being on the road. They've only lost once at home this year, and that was back in Week 2 against the Tennessee Titans. So this Lions team, they're not out of the woods yet, but things are looking good for them in this division. And like I said, 9-7 more than likely will get them this division title. They still have some tough games. The game against the Giants is going to be difficult, and that could be a prelude to the Lions wild card matchup. And then you look at the game against the Cowboys in Week 16. Dallas is clearly the best team in the NFC. And at this point, Dallas more than likely could go into that game looking to secure home field advantage if they have not had it wrapped up by then. So the Lions will be have themselves a very difficult matchup. You know, it's always going to be difficult with Green Bay, and you have to look forward to that matchup in Week 17. Next week is not going to be any easier either for the Lions, as they'll be on the road against the New Orleans Saints. But like I said before, 9-7 could get them this division title, and this is a far cry from a team that more than likely was going to be on the outside looking in when this season began. But you know what? That's why you play the games. Credit to Jim Caldwell, credit to Matt Stafford, and credit to everybody that is involved with this Detroit Lions organization here in 2016. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement next June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be recapping today's action from week number 12 in the NFL season. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.